So it's going to be the Cavs versus the Celtics, game one tonight in Boston. Mm-hmm. These two teams have met many times in the playoffs. What are you expecting?
I found it very odd that some of these people from ESPN said the Cavs would be, or the team that could give the Cavs a harder time was Washington rather than Boston. Remember they met? And I didn't quite get it.
Why?
I guess their feeling was Washington had a really good backcourt with John Wall and and Beal, and maybe they were more athletic. And But here's the thing that would happen. They'd go out there and they'd try to run a gun with the Cavs, and guess what? They're not going to outrun a gun LeBron James and those guys.
Okay.
So what you get then is Boston Celtics instead. How do they play? What's their sort of style?
Quick. They move fast. Physical. Very physical.
Yeah. Well, they're not. They do have some quickness.
Okay.
But if you're the Cavs, you're more worried about
the elbows and the pushing and shoving.
What do you remember what happened the last time they played in the playoffs?
Yeah. Kevin Love was out. He had
he basically
shoulder.
Almost got his arm ripped off by Kelly Olynyk.
Yeah.
Who was the hero of Game 7. Yeah. That was unbelievable. This guy scored 26 points.
Right.
You know, there used to be a line about guys like Olynyk. You could leave them in the gym for an hour by themselves, and they couldn't score 26 points. I mean, just because they didn't shoot. But it's like when he started making shots, I said, well, they're going to play Boston. That's it. You know, the leprechaun was out, the fans in Boston. I also think Boston is a tougher place to play than Washington.
Why?
Just because the fans are nuts. They're on top of the floor. You know, I don't buy into all the tradition stuff, but there's some of it. Brad Stevens is a better coach than Scotty Brooks. Brad Stevens, the coach of the Celtics. I mean, by the way, Stevens defies stereotypes in that he went directly from Butler University to the NBA.
That's right. That's how he looks familiar to me, and that's what
right.
Okay,
and actually, yeah. He married a lady from the Cleveland area, too. But I remember thinking, this will never work, because most coaches fail dismally in the NBA. They're not ready for everything from the 24-second clock to players making more money than they do.
Yeah.
And he has been successful there. And this guy could flat-out coach. You could see the change in defenses and out-of-bounds plays and things. So, you know, it's a better coach and a better style to give the Cavs a hard time. Now, I still think the Cavs are going to win in five or six games. I don't think this is, but I don't think it's going to be a sweep. I fear injuries.
To the Cavs?
Yeah.
Because it's going to be so physical.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Amanda, what just happened when San Antonio was playing Golden State and whatever, you know, San Antonio star player.
Mm-hmm.
Kawhi Leonard.
Got injured. He's out now.
He's out at least for game two. He actually got injured in the series before when in round two, came back and played. And when he was playing, they're up by 20 on Golden State. And then he sprains his ankle. And
wow.
See, the thing that you need to remember about the playoffs is, I think we mentioned this, like when it opened, the Cavs were playing Indiana. And, well, how will they do it against Golden State? You don't have to beat Golden State in the middle of April.
Right.
You got to beat them on June 1st. That's when the first game is.
Okay.
Which means good things could happen or bad things could happen the next 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes me nervous about the Celtics series. Not that the Cavs would get knocked out by the Celtics, but somebody could get knocked out on the Cavs. Because they will not go quietly into the night in Boston if things are going bad.
What do you think about the Cavs having 10 days off? Has that been good or not good?
I'd rather practice and play games and have people sprain ankles and get their arms pulled out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just rather would. They may be rusty. Now, there's a danger. For example, Golden State, I think, was off 8 days.
Mm.
San Antonio just got through a tough 7-game series, came in there, and they're up by 20 in Oakland on the Warriors' home floor.
Wow.
And then Leonard gets hurt, and the Warriors end up eking out a victory. But clearly, they were rusty.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have that competitive edge. The worst I saw in terms of for Cavs fans was 2009. Cavs that year were 66-16, had the best regular season record in the NBA. Blew through the first two rounds, two sweeps, just like now. Came in there. Now they're playing Orlando. Orlando just had a 7-game series against Boston. Beat Boston in the 7th game. They come to Cleveland. It's only like 36 hours later. It's a quick turnaround. The Cavs are just struggling.
Right.
and they lose. And they just never seem to get their bearings, and they lost in six games. Now, I don't, even if the Cavs will lose the opener, the LeBron James of 2009 is a much different model than the one that we see in 2017. That was still a younger player. The team wasn't nearly as good. I mean, he has a Jonas Hilgauskas and Ben Wallace and Mo Williams and Wally Szczerbiak and I forgot who else. You know, mm-hmm. It's basically LeBron. Mo Williams was the only other player to even make an all-star team there. It wasn't a very good team. But that team played very well together. And it just seemed like they got thrown off of their game. So I anticipate, you know, could be wrong, game one, even in Boston, that this could be a very tight game. The Cavs better be ready to play. And you don't want to get down, for example, 0-2, you know, something like that.
Right.
It just seems like then you're in a struggle. I mean, I just cannot imagine a scenario, unless a bunch of players get hurt, that LeBron fails to reach the finals this year. But you want to get to the finals with a roster capable of beating Golden State. You're going to need everybody for that.
Okay. So going to be a tough series, very physical.
Very physical, yeah.
Grueling.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of emphasis on how the officials are calling it. And, of course, first of all, LeBron's never seen a call on him that he's liked. So he's really going to be even angrier than normal. But do watch the coaching. I'll be very curious to see. Both Tyronn Lue's very good on out-of-bounds plays and halftime adjustments, and so is
Brad Stevens.
So is Brad Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, I think Brad Stevens is one of those guys. It's an amazing story because there's a whole list of college coaches from Lon Kruger to Jerry Tarkanian to Mike Montgomery. Just a bunch of these guys have failed in the NBA. John Calipari is another one because they just couldn't handle it. And this guy from a mid-major program in a very hot market in terms of media attention. Now, he came in when the franchise was low and they were rebuilding. But Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens have put together a really good team. And Isaiah Thomas, all 5'9" of them standing on his toes. I have to admit, I get a kick out of watching this guy. I mean, he is so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've heard, well, when your best player is 5'9", you can't do this or can't do that. Yeah, when your best player, when the Cavs are 6'8", but I'm just telling you, don't underestimate these guys.
Okay. Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.